Last year marked two milestones for me. I turned 40 and my marriage fell apart. As a recently single mom, I struggle now more than ever to balance my work life and being a good enough mother to my two kids. And while it's a well-worn subject these days whether an educated woman should work outside the home, for me it has always been rewarding to have a job. What's surprising is how the two camps, the career moms versus the stay-at-home moms, are portrayed as so vitriolic toward each other. Linda Hirschman's book, Get to Work, A Manifesto for Women of the World, speaks so contemptuously of women who choose to stay at home, I felt anxious about admitting I'd read it. Sort of like saying you thought Mein Kampf made some interesting points. What mommy war books miss is that when the rubber hits the road, many moms with full-time jobs, whether they have a partner or not, couldn't excel without a certain secret weapon. And it isn't a trust fund, or a nanny, or even on-site daycare. It's those same stay-at-home moms against whom we seem to be so pitted. It's the moms of my kids' friends, those who don't hold salaried jobs, who so often do the work of filling in the gaps when I can't do it all for my own children. The friend who takes the kids to soccer or tennis when I have to stay late at work, for example. And during the weekend, I repay the favor. These mothers do it because they can, and because for the past 10 years, they've reliably understood and supported my choice to work. In a quiet but very real way, they have been integral to my survival in the workplace. And I'm not alone. Many women like me would never have been able to launch and maintain careers without the friendship and support, dare I say, the sisterhood, of these friends and fellow mothers. So rather than view the mommy war as a battle of fundamental values, I propose a new view. Women collaborating. Both are good role models. Both are good mothers. In my experience, that's what we've been doing all along. With a perspective, I'm Karen Keough Huster.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.